You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We got Spenda on his way. Amped to talk to that dude. We got the air conditioner running here in the background because it's 85 freaking degrees on April 11th. Is it the 11th? I don't know. It's not my job to know that. Anyway, we just did some crazy stuff, though, and I'm going to be talking about this for probably the next year and a half, maybe longer. But a few weeks ago, March 25th, 2017, we got together with 24 of our favorite artists, and we recorded 24 songs in 24 hours. And that album is called 24 and 24. So each artist had 1 hour total to record and mix their record. Not an hour to record and then an hour to mix. 1 hour total. And it came out crazy. And it's out now. You can get it at LFODradio.com. You can search the hashtag 24 and 24. You can find it on any streaming platform you desire. Literally hashtag 24 and 24 on any of those. It's so easy, and it bangs. This is one of the hardest records I've heard in a long time, and it's starting to get, the feedback is crazy. I haven't seen energy like this in a while amongst artists and fans of, I guess, the more underground, sort of grassroots hip-hop scene here in Boston. And I'm not just saying that because it's a project that I had a lot to do with, but legit, we got artists all listening to it, sharing each other's work. Some of them, honestly, it's some of my favorite records from some of them. A lot of people took leaps that maybe they weren't planning to take, or maybe they've been just waiting for the right opportunity. And we could have gotten anything on it, and everyone took it real serious, real personal. A lot of people bearing their soul. Tayshaun Taylor's a good example of that. And there's records on here. Like, you're going to hear these records out in the club, on the radio, not just this station. And yeah, that's enough out of me. Check it out, though. It's got music from Paranom, Seti Zoo, Mertz, Rael, Lotus Taylor, Macedo, Rex, Tayshaun Taylor, Chronic Tone, Noel Poncho, Time and Lep, Casso, Bug Out, Ryan Easter, Prano, Bad Decisions Collective, M. Dot, Still Gold, Bakari JB, Mike Wing, Tim Nyan, Cody Pope, Ant Thomas, Darius Haywood. So, once again, LFODradio.com, hashtag 24 and 24. Huge shout out to JT and the Electric Cave for the inspiration, and to Alex Allenson, Lightfoot, and the Archetype for handling all the engineering over at the Bridge Sound and Stage. Can't believe how good this record sounds. As a testament to the quality work they do over there. Table Manners for holding it down at the release party. Mass Apparel, Lord Hobo, Booger Money, Stolen Spirits, and Unreal for contributing as well. So, with that being said, we're going to play some music off of it while we wait for Spenda here. And if you want to get in touch with us at LiveFreeODRadio on Twitter, shoot us a message. Instagram or Facebook at LFODRadio. And yeah, this episode will be online tomorrow too, lfodradio.com. This is one off 24 and 24. It's one of my favorite artists in general. Reps New Hampshire very proudly. Is Rael. This one's called Inside Self. You're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio.
God is the one pitching. Real nigga is morphing to fiction. Bad position flipped to magician. World turns sickening. I'm past
passing out scripture like prescription. Suddenly that money looks funny, society looks scummy. Tally up the years they took from me, crooks running monopoly properly on these sheep so sleep. Leaning on that snooze like Sunday afternoons. Woo! What a feeling to feel nothing, rather than doing the work needed to feel something. Still fronting, got a nerve thinking this shit on my skis. I straight pigeon every sentence you breathe. See, you ain't strong, there's no haven that you feeling safe in. I got demons out here praying on my abdication. Feel this with it though, veering on an aberration. And you should fear it if you hearing half of what I'm saying. My tone should let you know, there ain't no infantry in the end who's going toe to toe. I keep the spit in the trigger, always one in the hole. Don't let a hoe get the blink and I lay one in her low. Frontal wounds for these faking and frontal goons. Couldn't handle the heat if it was coming with June.
Practice peace, prosper through patience. supernatural aura. Few can master your Laura. Music mastered by all the eternal kings. Supporters who do the math on the author. Akin to Quran and Torah. My text can follow his breath. Adept knowledge of forger. Prodigal father. Not in waste, but thinking farther. Further past the greener pastures. Mentally outlast you. Grasp the cadence that lasts from ancients through the ages. I'm a Dr. Seuss. All the places music takes us. Once I'm in the booth, no pencil with no erasers. What's done is done. 1 hour under the gun. Devouring cowards can become troublesome. Should I care or just look out for number one? Conundrum, I missed the halftime of 24 more lines. Day and night, every opportunity to write. Melody ignite, harmony honestly, all I need in life. My seeds and plus a mic. Flow fears, my peers like. From along came the chosen to reign. To greatest X he became. His status matters to rappers. The wreck's name is synonymous but timeless. Reminds of top tier in the game. No downfall and up will ever remain. In terrain, with the elite I compete. Minimal effort, subliminal justice. I guess they got a death wish, I won't complain. Nor shall I judge, just keep doing my thing. Scribble drizzle on the window pane.
Father save them, don't forsake them. They'll realize when they awaken. We seek mental elevation. Practice peace, prosper through patience. Father save them, don't forsake them. They'll realize when they awaken. We seek mental elevation. Practice peace, prosper through patience.
Church and the flame is slow.
And now it is
think that you're in control. Like a mouse with the cheese, you're bound to follow your phone. It's like we needed to breathe, afraid to think on our own. We sharing the same post, is everybody a clone? The other day I had found my way on the train and noticed that everybody was focusing on the screen. The problem is the dependence, distraction that it could bring. If rails had burst into flames, nobody noticed a thing. It's devices, slaving to all your mobile devices. Part with it for a second, it already divisive. I might just get rid of mine this very second, but I can't, cause I need to respond to a text message. Remember when penning a doctrine was the method, and everything that you said in it was for permanent record. Now we're using emojis for the expression. See, times are rapidly changing, this generation impatient. But I've
seen it all before, never was to show.
When
you always looking down
at that crack screen.
Seen it all before, never was too sure. Staring at the floor, how you gon' move forward when you always looking down
at that crack screen?
When you always looking down
at that crack screen.
Yeah. The mobile phone used to only be for the ballers, was about the size of a brick, and only for taking orders, was foreign to be recorded, amazing for being cordless. But the pinnacle, when I was a youngin', was having pages. Fast forward through Scottsdale territory, stop on Nokia, Nextel, and flipping a sidekick. Switch back to when the home phone was your everything, and if they wanted you, they had to go through your mama. Now it's horror if leaving your cellular on the dresser. I used to know every number, without it I don't remember. It's crazy, right? Who would've saw it coming so quickly, except for Nikola Tesla. Predicted during the 20s, prophetic for profit, people connected for bags of money. Relationship to a mobile reminds you of matrimony. Still starving for all the basics, the latest from all the phonies, but you gotta keep on paying free basic communication. Cause I
seen it all before, never was for sure. Staring at the floor, how you gon' move forward when you always looking down?
Looking down at that crack screen.
When you always looking down?
Looking down at that crack screen. Crack screen.
Seen it all before, never was for sure. Staring at the floor, how you gon' move forward when you always looking down?
Looking at that crack screen.
When you always looking down?
Crack screen.
All right, that was Spenda, Devices, and before that we had Still Gold with their new one Windows, Rex with 24, and Rayel with Inside Self. All of those off 24 and 24 out now. And I guess Spenda's downstairs. I was hoping we'd line it up so he showed up when Devices ended, but he just texted me as we came back on the air. So we're going to play another one off 24 and 24 because I'm fired up about this. This is the lead track off the album. It's Paranorm, Hunted Candles. We'll be back with Spenda in a minute. Live Free or Die Radio.
Child that has his own, up in the hands of his own vigilante eyes. I had all the long. Fast, anointing the stampede and epitaph. With OG's dash on my pad, it's no facades of the ironclads. Diamond scrapping and crystalline torches. Ghetto voices, I take and raise on angles of light. The poisons opposed to poison. My skin is as black as the omen. Extract me the gold in my heart, fill the cracks in the frozen mansions. Hold them. Heavens kissing shells in the stove top. I'ma show when we celebrate in the spring in Poland. Rome not in the woven. Though my nigga in open, describe new chapters of the chosen ride. Temptation, Van Dorn slide. You ain't got the rhythms of most high. Nah, you're gassing me, but they flow by. Light 100 candles with the gun smoke. Revelation, man, and panic to the granite cracks of the Atlantic. Contraband to stop them, sip from gutter water, stranded, soupling, livers, pivots, crossing thunder, hoods, and warriors, lancing. The darkest banners flip on these canvases for the odds, advantages. That's some from none and all for me and mine. No gods be dolo. Truly supposed to be queens when they see us tagged in the photos. Flag on the track like Flojo, but hot ties need better promo. Texas holding them. Unfold the keys of Solomon and slow-mo. Chips the wrist, the wrist, the six, the clicks, the boil. Something to light the coil. Fuels addictive passion to the freshest boils. The track from soil. It's attractive off and clenches on these benches. Gripping wheels and trailblazer barrels. The secret concealed for these blades of steel. Wings on the kicks, the wall. Still with good gear for the endless tear. Fix across the hemisphere. Look pure than some Everclear. Still serial roaches sip to the nuclear. Fall, I leave a more tree to spare crow. Still truth is told. Light 100 candles with the gun smoke.
All right, that was Paranom, 100 Candles. Spenda is here. What's up, dude?
Yo, yo, what up, bro?
How are you?
I'm all good, man.
Yeah?
I'm winded, but I made it.
I appreciate that. I appreciate the hustle.
Ran. You know, life is a track meet.
It is. That's a fact. So we got Priscilla here as well. One second, I can't hear you. One second. One second, one second, one second. Say it again. Oh, it's... Oh, it won't let you on. The board is not having that microphone.
Hey.
One more try.
Peace.
There she is.
All right,
we got Priscilla here. See, it's been a while. The mics don't like you anymore.
I know, right?
It's crazy.
But I'm back. It's all right. They're going to love me again sooner.
That's what's later. Up. So, Spenda, you just dropped Shards of Glass.
Yes, sir.
You got a video for that joint we played just a second ago, Devices.
Yes. All shot on the cell phone, iPhone 6S. Yes.
Where?
Edited as well on the phone, iMovie.
Oh, you edited on there?
Yes, both. That was the catch.
Does Apple know?
Does Apple care? Well, you know, but I've noticed they kind of did something similar to it, you know, with their ads, but it's okay.
Okay.
I didn't do it that swaggy. And you could tell they did some extra things to, you know, but whatever. I kept it realer, so.
Of course. That's what you're known for.
Right.
I love that. That's a good track. I love hearing April on hooks. So
yes.
It's always good when she pops up.
She is masterful at what she does.
She's amazing.
Amazing.
So you got the new album out.
Yes.
Well, first of all, I agree with that song wholeheartedly. I think a very real problem we have right now is I don't think people should be entertained nearly as often or as much as they are to the point where you expect it. 24/7. I think it's crazy unhealthy.
It's the climate that we are in. It's reached this point where it is almost complete epidemic, you know, in this, at least in this, you know, because it's a class thing. There are still certain people that don't really have access to phones like that. Well, in other countries, you know, their things work differently, but in, you know, over here, this particular way of thinking, That is, you know, it's very key to everyday life. It's almost like eating, you know, looking at the notifications.
Facts.
It's sickening, but that's where we're at. You know, it's interesting.
Yeah. You know? So, you want to talk about the concept behind Shards of Glass?
Right. So, at first, it started out with, I felt like it was a way to describe, like, my rhyme style. I felt like that was, like, my strong suit, like, sharp wit. And I, you know, wanted to compare it to, you know, glass broken, somebody stepping on it or whatever. But it progressed into a couple of things, you know, because you start looking deeper into things and different terms and seeing how other people flipped it. And, you know, over time, it became almost like a broken reflection of not even just myself, but everything, you know, almost like a no holds barred. Well, you know, I'm guilty of this too, but, you know, we're all kind of on this boat and it's looking crazy. So
I really enjoyed whenever, I don't know who was speaking, but it was like an artist talking about how he created some sort of like combination of glasses, and he was just going into depth of why he used that. But like, I thought it was very interesting and why you added that into your album. But yeah, what significance did that like,
well,
connect with you?
Because, when you know, we say a bunch of things, but I love visual art. So I, you know, when I punch in the term, I'm looking for everything, you know. So I, you know, the thing that I was brought to first was, you know, this guy Daniel Arsham, and he did this one, you know, this one show a couple, you know, I missed it. I caught on to it too late. I'm very upset. But, you know, he did this one thing where he took all the glass pieces from and debris from Hurricane Sandy and made figures with them. I thought, I was just like,
that's dope.
Yeah.
And I'm inspired by things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me pick up the pen and do right. things. Right? So right. seeing the work he did with that was like, I get you.
Right.
So I was drawn from things like that. Things I would see in movies. So there's this part in Eggshells. People, you know, I don't know if people notice it, but at the end, it almost sounds like somebody's stepping on glass, but you can kind of hear like cameras flashing.
Mm.
So that was from, there's this part in The Aviator, the movie premiere. Because, you know, it took them forever to get this movie, and this is the monumental moment. And this is, you know, this is like the 40s and 50s, you know. So the cameras are like the heavy duty, like,
oh, yeah,
flash. So it's just like one flash, that camera's done, you know. Mm-hmm. And the glass just falls on the floor, and people just walk over it on the red carpet. And I just thought it's an interesting part. Like, it's supposed to be the glamour moment, but you're just stepping over all this glass and stuff. So that, you know, things like that was like,
I like it.
I feel that moment. So there was a lot of things that drew me.
That's what's up. So you said it's kind of like a broken reflection on yourself.
Right.
Speaking of that, like, I feel like you are a very well-known unknown, if that makes sense. People out here
Absolutely.
Doing things know exactly who you are and what you're doing.
Absolutely.
But maybe the general public doesn't know. How do you see, like, your status right now, and how does this record express that opinion? Because you seem to be going pretty hard for recognition on this one. Like, your bars are a little more, not that you weren't hungry before, but you're like, listen.
Right.
Well, when I started this process of even trying to really put it together, because, you know, it started as an early process first, you know, but I had gotten to this point where I kind of needed something that was more of like a stamp, you know, because for me, I've been doing what I'm comfortable with for a while. You know, I'm in my environment right now. There's a lot of records and stuff. It's dusty. That's how I like the sound. I like my samples a little dirty. Yeah. You know, the projects I've done earlier, you know, they're an acquired taste. They're for people like myself. I felt like I needed to do something that I could play for my mom, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, it's not, you know, play for your mom music, but
she hasn't heard it.
She has heard it. You know, she played it all the way through. She actually gave me some like pointers.
Gotta love mom.
You know, mom's never satisfied. I love that though. She's just like, you know, you could do it like this, right? It's like, no doubt, right?
Which makes me question: are you a spiritual person?
I'm a spiritual person, but I'm not. I wouldn't say I'm a religious person.
Okay, because like I feel like a lot of phrases or like things that you refer to, like they were very spiritual, especially in like Passenger 57, where you talk about like playing the passenger and allowing the Lord or like whatever spiritual force to kind of like lead you.
Right. Because I feel like it's different for me, because with Passenger 57, for me, you know, in that situation, it's funny because in the video, you know, I'm rolling around with Black Jesus, but that's actually like, you know, one of my dearest friends. Like, that's like one of my best friends. I've known him a very long time. We've been through a lot of things. So to me, that's my Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of, you know, the irony of that, you know. And at another point, like my other, you know, my homie, you know, my dude Jake is the white Jesus, but that's my Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like my Jesus is, but
Jesus,
you know,
takes there's on different types of forms
right,
in your life.
Right.
Like, yeah, I connect with
you. You know, there's a whole nother list of, you know, there's a whole way we could go with this, but, you know.
Right.
You know, we'll long story.
Yeah.
Long story.
Right, I connect with
short. But those is my Jesuses. And that's kind of where I was going with that.
Right.
You got him out of the other question. He didn't answer what? How do you see yourself in this game here?
The funny thing is the way you said it. I feel like I actually express this a lot. When I say I'm the hologram, I really feel like that. Like, I'm the hologram. I'm here, but you don't see me though. You know, that's how I feel.
That's a recurring theme too.
Yeah, that's how I felt the second I started doing things by myself, you know? That's kind of like the comfort spot for me. Like, well, I am the hologram, so it's only fitting. It's like accepting the villain role, you know?
Right.
But I don't feel like a villain, but I'm okay with it because I'm still able to express myself, you know, and everything I do, I feel like I'm a very uncompromised artist, you know?
Right.
I feel like a lot of people have to deal with a lot of things, but I don't.
And
so
that comes out a lot on the record. We're about to play Eggshells, and it just sounds in general you're fed up with the politics, the egos, the chase for money, all the stuff that a non-hologram has to deal with.
Right. But I'm a hologram, so I can just kind of watch it from afar.
That's
in a way.
right. But you're in it now, man. You're in it. So
absolutely.
We're going to play this Eggshells and we'll be right back. Where can people get the album?
Wherever they're selling music these days. I know that's a dead thing, but wherever they're streaming music, Apple, Tidal, Google Music. Where else are they? What are the other platforms now?
Amazon. Xbox has, they pay well. So if you're on the Groove or whatever.
I haven't heard about
that. Talk to Ark, make sure you're on there because they pay well.
I know about that one. Also, if you still like CDs, if you like those things, you know, there are some at undergroundhiphop.com, you know. That's still a thing.
Freshly resurrected.
Yes, that's still a thing. Right. They're back. Please support that.
That's what's up. We'll see. I hope people do, man, because people freaked out when they left. And
you know what? It teaches you a valuable lesson, though. You know, when mm-hmm. you think people are gone, you're ready to give them, you know, their yeah. flowers.
yeah.
Per se. But
I hear that.
That's how it is.
And you're at Spenda underscore
at
on everything.
Spenda underscore. Formerly the hologram with two beards, but we'll get back to that one day.
It'll come back, man. Right. It'll come back. This one's Eggshells. It's off Shards of Glass, available everywhere now. We'll be back with Spenda in a minute.
Yeah, listen. Your mouth got a filter, and I don't mean the ones from your apps. It's the ones guarding you from being realer. Dancing for the Skrilla, dropped a couple bands for the fillers. Paying for perspective is appealing to the pump fakers. Melting faces like some rum raisin. Nails puncturing cheekbones, hell raising. It's hard trying not to dwell on arrangements, but if I don't step up for myself, then I'm caged in. Stand up for something, falling for the negative denominator. Dial my number, speak to the operator. Instead of being a negotiator, say some dishes to shake the whole place up, but you're more complacent. Cautious statements, warning your connects, answers, watered down finances to protect. It's funny because we be demanding respect when questioned about a subject politically correct. Cause when the anvil drops, will you stand still and witness? Cause your jaws might lock. It's God's will, you can take a stand or watch. The plan is in motion, you ain't speaking on the problem. You might as well be walking on eggshells. Throbbing cause you're walking on eggshells. Yeah, yeah. I think Barack must have forgot. See, the whole point of the mission was to make the issue stop. See, law enforcement ain't hesitating to pop at us, and I'm starting to think that he don't have the heart to put an end to the but I guess it's the judgment aspect, so you quiet ass cap. Listen, I ain't saying you should do it for me. Man, the cops even killing the seeds. It's uncertain, the instantaneous, effective, the miscellaneous. Shockwaves felt from here to Lithuania, obliterated. Your fundamentals all incinerated with forged signatures on pieces of paper. Debate the latest mascots, corporation favorites. Watch them stare around the truth like an Andretti. Hands ready to receive the gospel in a bowl serving. I'm preserving, I've been ready, I'm stepping. Cause when the anvil drops, will you stand still and witness? Cause your jaws might lock. It's God's will, you can take a stand or watch. The plan is in motion, you ain't speaking on the problem. You might as well be walking on eggshells. Yeah, I know your feet are throbbing cause you're walking on eggshells.
There's those sound effects you were talking about.
Right.
Eggshells.
That was supposed to be a happy moment, you know? And they're just like, you know, they're just squinting and just like almost, you know, it's agony. But that's what they, you know, that was, yep. That's the moment you fight for. It is painful.
It's real. I like that, man. So, and you kind of touched on this earlier. You seem like a pretty observant guy to me.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that's on your mind the most when you're sitting back and just looking at things right now? What are you thinking about?
A long range of things, you know, because I'm so mission oriented. I can't just veer off into like, you know, thought that I can't do anything with, you know, like. It's almost like every thought has to matriculate to something. I can't waste any thoughts right now. So these days it's more I'm just so mission oriented. So it's just, okay, what's the next song I gotta do? How many songs does this project have? What do I have to shoot for this? And you know, the life as an artist, that never stops. So it's just, because I played sports when I was younger, I just, it's a commitment level that I was, I guess, mentally ready for. So I've learned to kind of love the agony of it. Even though, even when I'm complaining about it, I do it still because I love it, you know? And that is pretty much what dominates my mind, is kind of, because there's always this thing that kind of, you know, there's always the thing that you question things like, why am I doing this? But I don't know. I had gotten to that point, you know, maybe a year ago.
Really? It,
just really questioning things. Not to the point where I was going to stop, but just really questioning things. And I read every so often, but one book that had really centered how I felt about things, I had read Mastery. And there was just a part in the book that explained plateaus. And understanding that if mastery is what you're trying to achieve, when there is a rough point or a block, you actually have to absorb that energy because it's still energy, you know. Sometimes I guess that could fuel you more than positive energy.
Right.
And you must learn to embrace that plateau no matter how tough it is, because that's the only way you'll get to the next one. So I'm just in this bad place, kind of loving it. So, you
that's
know.
Good advice, because a lot of artists run into that and don't embrace the plateau, and you see what happens.
Right. You know, because sometimes it'll either make you conform or make you stop or make you hesitate, you know, or it can make you do everything you were really trying to do a lot more efficiently. And I don't know, those are things that I learned playing sports, because it was just like the best team situations I were on, I was on, the coaches were relentless.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like this constant, this isn't good enough, this isn't good enough, this isn't good enough. Even in undefeated seasons, this isn't good enough. Like, a lot of, like, I remember, you know, there was a lot of things that are, you know, I guess traumatic to me.
Right.
But they play a big part into why I'm disciplined in this area. Because it was so mentally taxing that even in times like these, I'm kind of like, this ain't as bad as that was.
Right.
Like, you know, so.
I've had some psycho coaches. I was in a percussion group when I was a kid, and we won a ton of stuff. Like, we were really good. That's on another podcast. But right. The guy, we would perform, and judges would literally have a tape recorder and comment and tear. You could get a 99, and they would tear it to shreds, and that guy would play it back to us and scream at us, and it was couple hours a day, every day, getting in at 5 a.m. and it was traumatizing, but like, I'm so critical of everything I do as a result, and it gets better every time. So,
you know, and you think about it, it's like, how could you do this to me when you're really young? But like, man, I think about it now, like, wow, those were character defining moments.
You don't settle.
You know?
Yeah.
Character defining moments, very young. And then you realize once you get older that some people never went through those moments. So you realize you're blessed. So
right. Listening to you talk, you sound like you'd be a way more stressed out dude, but you're pretty chill.
I mean, for the most part, I deal with my stress very well. Like I said, I I embrace where I'm at. This is it. But I'm going to rock with it because I know that this isn't it, you know? So I'm going to keep going.
Yeah, and you've been here. I wanted to talk. We don't have a ton of time. I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the moves and some of the things you've seen, because you've been here.
Yes. Yes, I have.
With Retrospect. With
Retrospect, yes. Shout out to my homies.
And then moving forward, you're out in Europe.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about moving around Europe and how that affects, like, for example, we're going to play this record with Guilty Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling you ran into those Detroit dudes in Europe.
Yes, but that really came about because that was my second time running into Guilty. But the first time I was kind of feeling myself and I was like, you going to see me again. And I did. And I was just like, I told you, right? He's just like, yo, I got you. You know, because he was just like, man, you a man of your word. And I'm just like, yeah, I thought I was too.
What's up, man? You got to believe in yourself.
But, yeah.
What's that like traveling over there? And how does that develop relationships like with other cities on the map?
It's great, A, because, you know, I feel like I'm doing like this genre of hip hop that I'm in. It's almost like jazz now. It's like not, it's kind of almost frowned upon, but it's great to go over there and see that there's a place where they're like, no more. You know, they like grunt. They like, you know, have physical reactions to this. It's great. It's great just to see that, and not just in one place. You go to all these places, and this is the wavelength, the frequency they're on. It's great. It's refreshing. Also, you know, seeing how other people live. You know, you talk to people after the show. You see, you know, you get to hear a lot of people's backgrounds. You know, real quick too. You know,
right?
Because I almost liken that to like, a month of that is like equivalent to what a lot of people do in a year, because it's like literally going, absorbing an entire country for like a day or 2 days,
mm-hmm.
and then going to another one and absorbing that, you know, whatever city that has to offer for that time, and then on to the next. Complete, you know, different ways of thinking each place you go. But the one thing everyone has in common is they fuck with this. It's great.
That's beautiful.
Oops, sorry.
Yeah, you're good. We're going to play that record. We'll be right back with Spenda. This one's called Give and Take. Features Guilty Simpson, Chilla Jones. It's off Shards of Glass.
They saying that they want it, I give them what they ask for. They saying that they want it, I give them what they ask for. They saying that they want it, I give them what they ask for. They saying that they want it, I give them what they ask for. They saying that they want it, I give them what they ask for. They saying that they want it, I give them what they ask for. They saying that they want it, I give them what they ask for. They saying that they want it, be careful what you ask for. Man of the people, Democratic vibe, but the stance is illegal. Standing on a regal, ghost ride, got him short of breath like a bow tie. Jaws over rhythm, I annihilate the boat ride. Low tide, high peep the gravel on the surface. Sad now, it's cool to wave ride like surf's up. In uniform like the surplus, deemed worthless. Grind on chill, you don't work much. Cops come, I disperse quick. Jump fences like I'm well versed by the border. Moving off the corner, tried to play the game, I guess it was out of order. I'm smooth as some Deodoras. Slide up in the spotlight, get through, get it, bobblehead. Not a mind, miss me with the bull like a matador. Matter of fact, show up in a mask like a luchador. You wanted it, I got it. Isn't this what you was asking for? They saying that they want it, I give them what they ask for. They saying that they want it, I give them what they ask for. They saying that they want it, I give them what they ask for. They saying that they want it, I give them what they ask for. They saying that they want it, I give them what they ask for. They saying that they want it, I give them what they ask for. They saying that they want it, I give them what they ask for. They saying that they want it, be careful what you ask for.
Swimming through murky waters of slaughter, competition in a surgical order. Posted up, burning a quarter, murderous aura, pimp hand strong. Like I got a work in the corner, I'm gripped up. 30 assault him, caught him, and turned him into autumn. At the end of summer, falling face down. My shit knocking when the bass down. Tell him take something with him, it ain't safe round. Take clowns on that bozo ride. How many fit? Examine the pic I paint like a photo slide. Loco side of the family is who raised me. Found me in the wilderness like whose baby?
it. I give them what they ask for. They saying that they want it. I give them what they ask for. They saying that they want it. I give them what they ask for. They saying that they want it. I give them what they ask for. They saying that they want it. I give them what they ask for. They saying that they want it. Be careful what you ask for.
Now, I wouldn't say I'm famous, but my name is getting hella known. 50 cent shots of vodka. I'm in my effing zone. Now, everybody wanna step to Jones, claiming that they from a real estate, but I ain't buying what you selling, homes. I let a foreclose your mouth. For real though, I done gave snitches the boot, and they still stole. The wordplay is so ill, bro. I'm even kicking shit in between balls like a field goal. Way too much skill, so this is what they asked for. You had them thinking you was balling, now they backboard. The flow got them open like trap doors. Your shorty downloads like she browsing in the app store. Down to the last four, yeah. Crunch time, rap raw. Punchlines, glass jaws, chalk them like a blackboard. Black hacksaw, no Jim Duggan, a pin bugging. Slim thuggin, acting hard, but they been run.
That was Give and Take off Shards of Glass, where it was Spender. If only you could hear the off-the-air conversations, but you cannot. Some other time, this dude knows it all. So, and you will be back, sir, so we can unpack some
yes,
of this.
Indeed. Yes. Yes, I could keep this going.
That's what's up. Now, Priscilla has a question for you real quick before we get out of here.
Word. Yes. So, When I Say Spit is a segment that focuses on, like, the art of lyricism. So, we ask questions based on lyrics and, like, just try to get your story. And since we kind of talked about journeys and just where you are as a lyricist, one of my favorite songs, other than Passenger 57, was Transparency. Because I feel like you were very vulnerable in that song. And you said these lines, and I just kind of want you to kind of unpack it a little bit. So sure. You said, challenges are made as my physician. No, that's not part of this. I defeat them. I'm fighting for my freedom. I got to prove it.
Challenges, I meet them. Opposition, okay, I defeat them.
All right, wait.
Like I'm fighting for my freedom. I got to prove it. I swear that they ain't seeing me.
Weird. So yeah, that line was my line was totally off. But I want you to.
That's why it's important,
it.
People.
No. This is
weird.
Important.
Weird. So can you unpack that and just kind of talk about it a little bit?
I just feel like it brings me back to myself as an individual. I feel like I'm very mission oriented, and I just don't take on things that I'm not going to do. So that's the very honest part of that. Whatever the challenge is, I'm going to take it on, and I'm going to conquer that. That is me, and that's I'm very unwavering in that. So I wanted to express that, also while still being true to the concept of the project. So I was like, how can I flip this? Because it's just like you always jokingly, I always jokingly be like, I'm nice, yo. They ain't seeing me, but it's like. How can I make this work? So, boom. That was kind of, it's that simple for me. So,
that's what's up.
Right. Like, kind of like glass. Like, it's see through, but, like, once you step on it, like, that
it's a problem.
That hurts. Yeah.
Right.
So,
you're going to feel that.
Word, connect. Thank you.
That's dope. When I say spit.
Sure,
you don't need Rap Genius anymore. We got you.
Right.
Anyway, Spender, thank you very much, dude. At Spender _ on everything.
Yes, sir.
SPNDA. Shards
thank
of Glass
you,
everywhere.
Live Free or Die Radio.
Absolutely. This will be online tomorrow, LFODradio.com. If you go to soundcloud.com/LFOD, you can get a preview. And you can hear 24 and 24, which, as I said at the beginning, I'm not going to stop talking about it till this time next year. 24 songs, 24 artists, 24 hours. Crazy. Hashtag 24 and 24. You can find us online at LFOD Radio everywhere, except for Twitter, which is at @LiveFreeODRadio. And if you are an artist yourself, submissions@LFODRadio.com. Please keep it clean. We're going to get out of here. We're actually going to play one off 24 and 24. I was getting texts earlier while we were in a holding pattern there, and they were saying they want to hear that Caso joint. So this is Caso's joint off 24 and 24. But this is No More / Jubilee. He actually did two records in 1 hour. So
Animal Status. Caso, yo.
That's what's up.
He got that energy.
He does. And shout out to you, dude. We'll get you back in soon.
Yes,
and everyone check out that album. It's solid. There's a lot of, it's got replay value. Yeah. You know,
I feel like we have to have like a longer conversation about that.
We will. All right. This is No More Jubilee. Tune into Live Free or Die Radio.
Your chain, you better tuck that nigga. Your